You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. This is SBS On The Money for this Thursday, the 24th of September 2020. It is your 10-minute daily business and finance news wrap. Later, how long does it now take for first home buyers to save for a deposit? That's coming up soon. But first, we're starting with Westpac, which has agreed to pay the biggest fine in Australian corporate history at $1.3 billion. It settles a case brought by the financial crimes regulator AUSTRAC, which alleged 23 million breaches of anti-money laundering laws. Here's Nicole Rose, AUSTRAC CEO.
Subject to the federal court's findings, both AUSTRAC and Westpac agree that this agreement reflects the seriousness and magnitude of compliance failings by Westpac. This agreement is an encouraging step forward. If the federal court determines that the penalty proposed is appropriate and makes an order accordingly, it will represent the largest civil penalty in Australian history. In this agreement, Westpac has acknowledged there were failures to appropriately assess and monitor risks associated with the movement of money into and out of Australia through correspondent banking relationships. Westpac has agreed there were failures to report to AUSTRAC over 19.5 million international funds transfer instructions over nearly 5 years for transfers both into and out of Australia, amounting to over $11 billion.
Nicole Rose there, the CEO of AUSTRAC, and today Westpac CEO Peter King has again apologised sincerely for the bank's failing. For more on Westpac and the rest of the day's market news, Sarah Dowling spoke with James Whelan from VFS Group.
James, let's start with the big news today. Westpac, it's agreed to pay $1.3 billion over those money laundering allegations. So how has the market reacted?
Looks like the share price hasn't really reacted too adversely to it. It's put back on everything that it's lost and has recovered most of the ground there. It seems like maybe the $1.3 billion, which, although the biggest corporate fine in Australian history, is quite substantial, maybe the biggest concern is going to be on future dividends for Westpac, and shareholders might cop it twice, not only in the fine coming out of the balance, but also from potential dividends and income coming in for holders.
So investors weren't too concerned that the bank had only provisioned for around $900 million.
No, it actually wasn't that much higher than the provision. So only another $400 million put on. We say it as if it's nothing. It's actually a bit of money, but for a top four bank, it's not as big as it probably could have been.
A broad day of weakness on the ASX today. Why was that?
Looking like potentially a bit of a rotation in the States has turned into more of actual continued selling across the board. So what was a rotation from tech into value into an industrial space seems like it might be more like month-end or quarter-end rebalancing to get rid of equity holdings to make up for the amount of cash that's been taken out of some pretty substantial sovereign funds. If that remains, then we should see the end of September to be pretty ordinary, but we're confident that October the buying will come back in the election month.
And we've seen strength in the US dollar recently. It's currently sitting in around a two-month high. What's that doing for commodities?
Pretty ordinary for commodity prices, as the simple way it goes. Keep in mind that commodity prices have had an extraordinarily rally, so a bit of a calming week is just what they needed. Gold is getting a bit of a touching at the moment. Silver is getting even more of a touching at the moment, and the rest of the space falling through some substantial trend lines as well. Which might mean a bit more selling. There are some places where buyers really want to get lined up in some of those big commodities, and they will do so as the planet continues to open.
And finally, overnight, we heard from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Has he rattled investors?
Yeah, a little bit, actually. Not the soothing tone that as many people wanted to hear, but he's been doing a lot of soothing tones lately as well. And maybe it was time just to put a bit of reality into the spotlight for this one. A little bit more that people should be maybe a bit more panicked, or not more panicked, but maybe a bit more aware of the actual circumstances that's facing us with the economy at the moment, and it's not all as rosy as it may seem.
James Whelan there speaking with Sarah Dowling. So by the close, the S&P ASX 200 fell 0.8% or 48 points to 5,875. Afterpay led the declines down by 5.8% after its CFO left. Resource stocks declined, BHP down by 0.7%. Telstra lost 1%. And at the close of trade, the Australian dollar buying 70.3 US. We also heard from the Federal Treasurer today, Josh Frydenberg, ahead of the federal budget due out on October the 6th. He signalled further support for small businesses struggling to stay afloat during the pandemic and is easing bankruptcy rules. He says it is the most significant reforms to insolvency law in almost 30 years. Here's the Treasurer.
By adopting key aspects of the United States Chapter 11 bankruptcy process, we will introduce a single, simpler, faster, more cost-effective insolvency process for small business. It will see our system move from a rigid, one-size-fits-all creditor-in-possession model to a more flexible debtor-in-possession model. This will enable small business owners to remain in control, provide them with an opportunity to restructure, and ultimately increase the chances of them surviving this COVID-19 crisis.
Federal Treasurer there, Josh Frydenberg. It is taking longer for first-time buyers to save for a deposit for an entry-level home. That's according to the guys at Domain. In Sydney, for example, Domain says for a couple aged between 25 and 34, it'll take 6.5 years to save a 20% deposit for an entry-level home worth $680,000. That 6.5 years is now 2 months more than in 2019. In Melbourne, it'll take 6 years to save a deposit for an entry-level home, so that's a 20% deposit, and Brisbane, 4.5 years. There are only two cities where the savings time fell, and that's for Darwin and Perth. Here's Domain senior research analyst Nicola Powell, who says despite the time taken, there are improved conditions.
What we have seen is buying conditions have improved for first-home buyers. We are seeing first-home buyers actually carve out more of the housing finance loans of the owner-occupied housing finance. I think first-home buyers are certainly taking advantage of those historically low interest rates. And also there is reduced competition from investors, but also a reduction in foreign buyer interest as well. And there are a number of incentives at play, which are really helping to help first-home buyers get onto the property ladder. We've had the federal government's first home loan deposit scheme being extended, and also there are a variety of different state-based incentives which actually help first home buyers hop onto the property ladder.
Now, one other thing that may impact property prices is migration and population growth, and today we got some fresh statistics from the Bureau of Statistics which said the Australian population as of March 2020 hit 25,649,985. So that is an increase of 0.4% for the quarter and an increase of 1.4% for the year. But that yearly increase is the slowest pace in 8.5 years. All up, 38% of that yearly increase was a natural increase, so births, 62% net overseas migration. And just before we go, the travel industry is doing it tough, as very much most of us know, but Qantas has come up with a bit of a novel way to make a bit of money. It has sold 1,000 bar carts or trolleys from its retired Boeing 747 fleet. They sold it for between $974 for a half cart and $1,475 for a full cart. Now, they sold out within 2 hours of going on sale on its website today, raising the company around $1 million in those 2 hours. That is On the Money for this Thursday, the 24th of September, 2020. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter at Business Ricardo. I'll see you next time.